Hi, how are you?
Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And this evening we have John Waller, who is now an Avon representative, who will speak to us today about investing in your business financially as well as in time to ensure that you have a successful Avon business. So without further ado, let's get John on the line. Hi, John. John? Oh, I have to plug him in. Sorry, everyone. Just 1 second. Hi, John.
Evening, Pat.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you? I hate that. I'm sorry. I'm really good. I'm unbelievable. How about you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Good.
Very excited because the summer is almost here. And for me,
it's here. It's in California. It's 84 degrees today.
Don't rub it in. Don't rub it in.
Sorry, I don't know what you guys are living back to, what it is back there today. But I mean, I pulled my tie off. I'm just wearing a suit today, and just I was roasting. I don't know. It's 5:31 here, and I'm sitting outside, and it's gorgeous. It's summer. This is summertime. It's April. It could be June, July, or August right now.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, but you brought it up.
Yes, I sure did. But I tell you what, one of the reasons why I'm excited when summer comes, because I actually turned my Avon business into a mobile store during the summer months, which means, you know, I do a lot of vending. And subsequently, in order to vend and have a mobile store, I have to, you know, obviously invest in my Avon business. So what I do when items are on sale, I stock up on them, things that I know will sell, and then I go into Town and Country, which is in our back office, and I purchased 6 foot tablecloth. I bought a little runner. I have an Avon clipboard. I have Avon pen to write with. So, you know, I invest in my business. And then also, not to mention, time. And I really wish I could invest more time in my business. I need to invest more time in my business. But, you know, these are the elements or the things that you need to do in any business to be successful. I don't know any business where you can't invest. I mean, whether you want to invest in your business cards or something. What do you think?
I think that's a great point. I think, you know, your topic of investing is huge. I think you invest cash, you invest time,
mm-hmm.
you invest your energy,
yeah.
you invest your networking, you invest your contacts, your contact management, everything is an investment. Your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading a book right now about John Gruden, Chucky, and I like to read about other people. I finished a book called Best of Rivals about Joe Montana and Steve Young, and it gives you a lot of insight into who they were. And you know, everybody sees the top 5 or 10% of the iceberg or the mountain. They don't see the 90 to 150% underneath what we see. You don't know what those people went through in their lives.
That's
and
true.
By reading about people, you learn that. Like the John David Gruden, my God, you know, his goal when he was a little kid all the way up to like high school was he wanted to be head coach at Michigan. Well, his dad had gone there, and he never became head coach at Michigan, but he's got a Super Bowl ring and a trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And he is one of the brightest football minds out there. And everybody, the cool thing about the book is it talks about all the people that knew him as he grew up and the kind of a person he is. And he's not like that Chucky character at all. He's very humble. He's very low-key. I mean, just him and his family, great people to be around. And it's neat to read that and you find out about people because what it does is it it gives you a mirror.
Mm.
When you read about successful people, it's like, okay, you know, they always tell you, you know, you emulate the five people you hang around the most.
Mm-hmm.
If those people are knuckleheads and they're complaining and they're whiners and they're woulda, coulda, shouldas, then what that reflects upon you is that.
Yes, yes, yes.
That ain't cool. You know, it's...
No, it's not cool. And what I like to say, if you hang around with nine broke people, then you're going to be the tenth one.
Darn Skippy. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they were a reflection of you. So, you know, you have to, you know, if your goal is to have like a monster Avon business, then okay, you do not want to hang around with the naysayers and the people, the dreams. There are dream stealers. They're going to tell you, oh, that's a waste of time, or that's this, or that's that. Don't hang around with those people. And if they're family, I'm sorry, you just spent less time with them. Like, I don't know if Chris was on your show. I introduced you to Chris Mattis, who's like...
Yes, he was, yes.
Okay, well, Chris is a mentor of mine, and he's just... Chris started off like he's got a psychology degree, and he used to work like 16 hours a day at like in state hospitals and prisons.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, he's just a great person, and he just... he would, like, he would be talking to his uncle, and then his uncle would be like being a dream student. He would just say, you know, I really don't need to be around that. He would just tell him. And then his aunt would come up to him at the dinner party, whatever it was, and say, what'd you say to so-and-so? I just told him, I don't need that. And his aunt was really proud of him just for telling him what he needed to hear. And that's, so you do not want to hang around those people. It infects you.
Mm.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that could be one topic for 30 minutes. I mean,
wow.
For like 60 or 180 minutes. It's like the people that impact us and like the things that go into our brain. I mean, it's like our self-talk. And what is your self-talk? What is your recorder saying to you 24/7? I mean, 24/7, 365. Telling yourself, and what are you developing in yourself? I mean, is it good stuff? Is it bad stuff? You know, like, it's got to be great. Whatever it is you see in your recorder, you know, it's got to be the psycho-cybernetics. It's got to be awesome. You're great. You're going to succeed at this. You know, every day, Pat, is a brand new day, like a bolt, like a frame. When in bowling, you've got 10 frames.
Mm-hmm.
And so every single day is like a frame in bowling.
Mm-hmm.
You get another shot. You get another shot to go up there. There's 10 more sticks up there. You get your ball. You get in your position. You do your four or five steps, and you try and hit the same mark every single day, every single time, every single frame. It's the same thing in bowling. I mean, in life, you get up. I was up this morning. I was up at like 0:30. I was on the phone at 7:30, making my calls, and it was, you know, I had to go to an appointment at 11, but it was 10:30. I hadn't eaten. I was just monstering the phone because I had a bunch of calls to make and do my follow-ups.
Uh-huh.
You have to be chucky, and that's, you know, like John Green, he talks about, he comes home and he gets that look from his wife Cindy, which, you know, he comes home at 11:30 or midnight because he's, you know, he's watching film and he's trying to figure out how to beat the other team and how to get their guys. And that's who he is, and he loves what he does. And ladies and guy, whoever guy is out there, you got to love this. I mean, if you don't love this, then don't be doing it. I mean, if you're not doing this 121%, then don't be doing it. I mean, it's like you got to work Saturdays and Sundays. You got to work Sabados and Domingos. That's how it is. A week ago, I was down in Monterey, and I had to work Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I was working a trade show for my business.
Mm-hmm.
And no complaints. I mean, I had to be there at 7:30 in the morning. And
right.
Yeah, I had to be there. And nobody paid me to be down there. I'm a straight commission guy. If I don't kill, I don't eat. If I don't sell, you don't sell Avon deodorant or the skincare or the cologne or whatever it is or the stuff in the catalog. If you don't kill, you don't eat. Whatever your goals are. You know, we don't talk about goals a lot, but, you know, if your goal, whatever your goals are, is to put your kids through school or mm-hmm. put money in your grandkids' account, whatever mm-hmm. it is. And in the Avon business, okay, what's really interesting is 95% of it, Pat, is why, 5% is how.
Ain't
about the how. It ain't how to go out and do this. My God, you put a sticker on a catalog and you drop it off. You know, you drop it off wherever you're going to drop them off. I had this idea this morning. I'm getting on a plane to go see my granddaughter in 2 weeks.
Oh.
I'm thinking, how do you get catalogs on every seat in a plane? You know? I mean, they have all that in-flight crap, you know, the Sky Mall and all that. But
uh-huh.
anyway, it's thinking outside. It's always thinking outside the box, constantly.
Mm, 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 mm-hmm.
Thinking outside the box. You're sitting at the airport. You're sitting at the Admiral's Club or whatever. You drop mm-hmm. your catalogs there. You have to have them carry-on bag. If
mm-hmm.
your Avon catalogs with your sticker on those puppies is not with you when you're traveling, you leave them
mm-hmm.
in a cab. You leave them on the ride that takes you from whatever hotel, wherever you parked your car, and it's taking you to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Those bad boys had better be in there. Okay. You want to check. Like you check when you come back. They better be in there when you come back. Otherwise, you replace them. Just like. You better have business cards with you in your purse or your wallet.
Mm.
So
yeah.
when you get in an elevator, those little slots that have the, I guess it's a license for the elevator, whatever it is, but it's got a little
right.
slot in there you can put your business card in. Put your business card
You'll
in
love
there. See
it.
Who doesn't freaking see who doesn't call you back.
Yeah.
Payphone. Did you find a payphone that's still in commission? Put your card in that little slot. There's a little thing there. God made that for your business card. It's got the instructions on how to use the phone, you know, like drop in quarter,
right,
make
right,
call,
right.
and leave,
uh-huh.
you know. Drop quarter and get the drug deal or whatever and then leave, you know. It just, but that's where your business card goes on a payphone. Just think outside
like,
the box.
I like your other suggestions you had given maybe it was about,
say what?
Maybe two. I like the suggestion you had also given, I think of maybe about 4 months ago, when you go to a restaurant to put like your little, put the little a sign up by your table. That worked for me every
time. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't bought one of those little things that you go when you go to like to a wedding and they have your number or what number table you're sitting at. I bought
yeah.
one of those. So every time I eat at a restaurant, I take the corner seat and I put that little thing up with the Avon. I love it.
There you
and
go.
I've gotten response. Yeah, thanks for that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, you could do that in a restaurant. You know, you could. What I would do is have a fishbowl. If you know the owner of a restaurant, get a plastic fishbowl and have a little
uh-huh.
sign professionally made. Drop your business card in, and it could be for a free meal, or
uh-huh.
it could be like, let's see, you got an Avon gift basket.
Win
an Avon gift basket for Mother's Day or whatever.
Oh.
Now you got these business cards. Now you got these people to call and drop dimes on.
Right, exactly. Wow.
You talk about investing in your business, okay? That's how you invest in your business. You've got 30 or 40 restaurants out there that are your soldiers. Have all these fishbowls
like
in them.
I like that, your soldiers.
Like,
and you know, more importantly.
So or places that do like Jiffy Lubes.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's all about networking. I mean, it's all about just making your head explode. Just like, what if? I mean,
mm-hmm.
who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, what if you get some of your best customers, your best distributors from goofy stuff like that? You just
yeah.
never know.
You
don't know.
Right. And you could buy those little fish bowls from the dollar store for $1. And I have to also.
Oh, really?
See,
I was just
yeah.
at Dollar Tree today. I love John Waller Tree.
I love the dollar store.
I live there. They just opened up a Walmart right near me. I can walk over there. It's a mile and a half away. I was in there yesterday.
I'm there almost every other day, I tell you. Mother's Day is coming, and you know a lot of people.
There you go. You go, girl.
Take their mothers to the restaurant, so this is a good time to get that, to make
well,
those connections.
So Mom's Day. So Mom's Day is as far as busiest days of the year in a restaurant. What is Mom's Day? Number one, the busiest restaurant day of the year is Mother's Day.
It really is.
So, I mean, if that's the day that you want to pound restaurants with your catalogs and your fish bowls, that's when moms are great candidates for Avon. Just that
yes.
thing, just Full Metal Jacket. You should just be like, stacks, stacks of those things.
Mm. You're so right. You're so
car dealerships, waiting rooms for car dealerships, or Jiffy Lubes, dentist offices, OBGYNs. I think maybe there's it's a would that be a target-rich environment in an OBGYN office?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think there's ever men in there. I mean, hello, it's women. Women are going in there.
Well,
so
I know one of the girls in my Avon team, she's not on my team, but we're in the same downline, she keeps books at a Jiffy Lube.
There you go.
And they get orders from
and then I would look for OBGYNs in like a five-mile radius of you on the internet, and I would just, what you do is you copy that whole list off the internet, you throw them in a Word document, and then what you can do is set out, and you take it with you. And then you surgically go out in the field and you just, you start at the farthest one and you work your way back to your home. It's just, you like zigzag.
Oh, yeah.
And then you hit all of them.
Great idea.
Thanks.
Great idea. And, you know, and just to take a little bit further, this is based on the girl I know who's at Jiffy Lube. She befriended, I don't know if she knew the lady before, but she befriended one of the workers at the Jiffy Lube. And what she does, she has the girl monitor her books and stuff and even take orders.
Oh.
And I guess she must give her a little kickback of some sort.
Yeah. And I would sign her for $10, I'd sign her butt up. Are you kidding? Kickback. Well, you're doing the deal. I'm sorry. You know, it's just like, what do they say? Like, I'm going to deputize you. You're in the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're in the deal, girlfriend. Yeah. And I would do that with everybody that's got a pulse, everybody that can fog a mirror and has a pulse that works somewhere. You deputize them. Get them in the deal for $10. You get them in.
Mm,
here's my
exactly
gift
right.
to you today. I'm going to give you your own business starting today. Bam, you're in.
That's exactly right.
You keep an eye on not my catalogs, but girlfriend, they're your catalogs. They got your stickers on them now. Now you've got major ownership.
Mm.
Major ownership, Pat.
That's exactly right. And this is a good time to
do the Pat Army. That's a monster army,
It really is. It really is a monster army.
Well, it's, you know, because you got the sun out, so it's like, you know, the sun care stuff.
Uh-huh.
The sun's out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how about like vacation areas? Like if you know anybody down like in the islands or Florida or something, oh my gosh.
Mm.
Target rich environment. Those hotels, I would have somebody just like monster those hotels. Jeez, those hotels people are sitting out.
Uh-huh.
Or Vegas, oh my God. Vegas. There's only a couple of hotels in Vegas that people sit out by the pool and get sun.
Uh-huh.
Like the Bellagio's only got like 9 pools.
Uh-huh.
I mean, come on, the MGM Grand.
Yeah,
just go monster, just go crazy. It's nuts.
And that requires you to invest in books.
Yeah, it requires you to invest in books. Absolutely. Yeah.
I tell you, sometimes people get discouraged because they don't get a call. I go to one store, I go once a month, and I literally give out 60 books. 60 books I give out at a time. And I get orders while I'm there, but guess what?
You set a goal. You set
a
goal of how many books you're passing out in a day, a week, and a month.
And sometimes
you create your phone ringing. You make your phone ring.
That's exactly right. And let me tell you what happened. I got a call the other day from a woman who said they got my name from somebody who came to ask me the store that I'm always vending at once a month. And what happened? She was complaining because she had gotten a book from another Avon rep, and she called this particular Avon rep several times, and the woman never returned the call.
What?
So I guess, that's what I say. So I guess out of frustration, she talked to the other lady who saw me at the store, gave her my name. And guess what? She called me on Sunday. Guess what? I called her Sunday afternoon. I got the order.
No, I would just because this is how I roll. I would have made her a rep. Because Pat, I'm all about two things, UPOD, under promise, over deliver, but I'm all about going two or three steps above.
Mm.
Okay. It's just taking it two or three levels. Like she gets a Pat McDowell friendship basket. okay? How far away does she live from your house? I mean, like,
not that far. I can walk there.
Like, all right, then it's basket, and you put $20 worth of stuff in there. You're going to have to bring duct tape because her head is going to explode. And that's what you ladies have to be about. Okay, how are you going to impact somebody so that their head's going to explode? Because you want to be written up about in a book someday, you know? Because Susie or Pat or so and so did this or that. So here's another idea for you. Okay, those of you that are geeks like me, all right. So just to give you a little story, and then I'm going to give you this story. So like I'm going to go out and see Naya, my granddaughter, in a couple weeks in Chicago. So thank you. So I was at the flea market, and I go to the flea market once a month. We have a flea market. So I was looking for some kind of a smartphone to give her because Grandpa's a geek. So I found this one. It's made by VTech. I was over at Toys R Us today because the one I got didn't have any sound, but it slid out like the old, like some of the phones slide out. So it's a 2 to 5 year old kid's smartphone. It's got sound and it's got visual stuff. It teaches them numbers and letters.
Oh.
It's going to drive my son and his wife crazy, but she's two. So we're going to be sitting on the couch. I'm going to have somebody take a picture of three generations of Wallers with their smartphones and send it to my mom. So it's me, my son, and my granddaughter.
Nice. Oh, very
so, nice. I'm all about the toys. I'm a geek, and I love it. So the story is I got this camera the other day because when I'm out driving, I'm always prospecting when I'm working. And this is for you guys that don't want to miss a beat. You don't want to miss a prospect. Because when you're out, there's going to be stores you want to drop off stuff and go and say hi. And when you're driving, you might miss something. So there's a camera. It's a Bluetooth headset and a video camera. It takes 5 hours of videos. You wear it on your ear like a headset, like a Bluetooth headset. And it charges with the little micro chart cable that everybody has for their Android phones. The same cable charges it. And so when you get done, you can go back and go through it, and you can even edit stuff. It's go to YouTube and look up Looxcie. It's LOOXCIE #2. It's the second Rev one. You can get them they're $149. You can get them online for like $111. I got mine for $99 at Fry's. And I bought one last year, and I took it back because I wasn't using it. So I got it for $50 less now, and I used it because I didn't want to miss anything when I'm driving. And so that's why I use it. It's because I'm always prospecting when I'm driving. I see a truck. I saw this truck the other day. I called the company. They're a prospect for what I do because they've got one message on hold, and they got dead air in San Francisco. So I called them. And so to me, it's all about prospecting. Plus, when I'm with my granddaughter, I'm not going to miss any cool stuff. I got those of you that are grandmas out there doing the deal. Okay, that's the main reason. You got grandkids, you're not going to miss anything cool because they're going to think you're just natural. You're not standing with a stupid video camera. Like we saw in the flea market, it was like 50 times bigger than the Looxcie. It was huge. It was a brick. It'd be very stealthy. So it just... Anyway, so that's the tip of the day is get a video camera that you wear in your ear like a Bluetooth headset. It's way cool.
I love it. I'm looking at it now. I'm
you see, isn't that cool? See, that's the cool thing about the Internet. I can tell you about something like right now, rather than waiting a decade, just go out and you Google it.
Yeah.
Just Google anything.
That's right.
You know, it's like, so, yeah. So I was telling my son about this thing. I said, I was at the flea market. I said, Google the VTech slide and talk phone. And he looked at it while I was there in the moment. That's because I texted it to him in Chicago. Uh-huh. I got that for her, but it didn't work, didn't have any sound. So Grandpa went and got a brand new one, which works, which is great. Uh-huh. So I just think, you know, these kids are all about computers, and the kids that are like 2 years old now, you start them. I mean, just seeing what their lives are going to be like, and I don't think it's goofy. I think they're getting them ready because they're using computers, they're using tablets, iPads. They'll be prepped and ready to go. And that way, she's learning numbers and the alphabet at 2.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what the hell I was doing when I was 2. You know.
So we talked about investing money. What about time?
Yeah. Ooh, great question. I learned this a long time ago from, I think it was from Hal, a mentor of mine, a rabbi. time in like is like water. I mean, like work will expand to fill any time you give to it. So you have to be careful, and you have to manage it. If you're single, okay, then you just go for it. You've got a family, then just be careful with it, because you can't replace your time with your family. So just manage it, and make sure that when you talk to your significant people in your life that you all have an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I, you know, I would have an agreement if I had somebody in my life, I would say, okay, you know, this is what I do. I love to work. But you could just do it, you know, 24/7, 365, but have an agreement. Have some, you know, have a date night or two every week. Every 90 days, take 2 or 3 days off and go on a cruise or go on an extended weekend, because it regenerates you. It changes your energy. You'll be better when you come back.
Absolutely.
And God kind of gives you, when you do that, He's going to say, okay, you take time off, then He's going to give you toys to fill that back up, to go after stuff. He's going to make it easier for you because you took time off. You did what was a priority.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody ever lies on their deathbed and says, gosh, I wish I'd spend more time on my desk. You know, pounding the phone, working.
Right.
Working
my
contact manager, making the calls, dropping dimes. Mm-hmm. Sending, you know, I wish I'd sent 10 more emails a day. You know, it's not how it rolls.
You said you wish you did or you don't.
No, nobody says, I wish I'd done this, or I wish I'd made the calls. You know, you have to prioritize.
Right, you do.
You know, you have to.
And
that's why you guys
are
business for time freedom.
One thing I've learned early on in being business for myself is to have the set of schedule and stick to it, a weekly schedule or a monthly schedule. So if Monday from 9 to 10 is when you make your phone calls, then that's what you do.
The other thing is, okay, have posture and be selfish about your time, okay? Do not, if you've got an appointment with somebody, confirm it. Okay, like I had this 11 o'clock today with this guy. It took me like 10 minutes to get there. But 9:46, I called to confirm the size of it. I wanted to confirm. He knew about it, and he kind of had that deer in the headlights looked when I call him. I could hear it over the phone. I was like really glad, because the worst thing in the world you want to have happen is you call somebody up to confirm an appointment and you get that. You know, the four worst words in the world you never want to hear: I'm so glad you called. Because when you hear that, okay, when you hear I'm so glad you called, you know what the next thing is out of their pie hole. I can't make it, or something come up. Something came up, because the problem is it's to you to go see them, but to them, it's like number 19 in the totem pole.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's, you've been thinking about it for a week. Like I've got an appointment with a dentist this Friday at 10 o'clock. I've been trying to see this woman for 3 years, and I got to see her because I went to a B&I last Tuesday. I got up at O Dark Hunter to go see this B&I as a substitute because she was there. She was the specific reason I was there. Like, I met her, got some rapport going. We set up a one-to-one. Bam, I'm going to see her, and I'm not pulling the sales thing out of the quiver. It's just getting to know her, building rapport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it takes another 3 years before we do business, it's okay.
Right.
But at least I know, I feel good about the fact I got the appointment. You know, and that's what it's all about. The purpose of an appointment is to set an appointment, and you've got to have great posture about your time. You are a professional. You will appear as a professional if you confirm that appointment. I don't care if you're going across the street, across the river, or across town, or across the country. You confirm that appointment.
Right.
It sets you up as a professional. You have to manage. You have to guard your time, because it's the only image besides all the stuff you've got in your garage. Okay, all the stuff that's in your trunk and in your suitcase. It's the only inventory you've got is your time.
That's exactly right.
And if you learn one thing from me over the last gazillion whatever month of Mondays, the only inventory you've got is your clock, is your time.
That's exactly right. You're so right, John. So. We're coming up to almost 9 o'clock. We've got 1 minute. This is a time. This is a perfect opportunity for Avon representatives because we have Easter. We have some great Easter gifts in our inventory, as well as Mother's Day is right around the corner. So we should be really encouraging people to buy those perfumes, and followed by Father's Day.
Awesome! You got 13 days till Easter.
Yeah.
Then Mom's Day, then Dad's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And grandparents' days in September, right?
That's exactly right. And this is exactly right. This is the last campaign, campaign 9. This is the last campaign where the Avon kit, for those people who want to become an Avon rep, this is the last campaign where they can pay just $10 to become an Avon representative. If they go online and join and you give them your code, that has already gone up to $15. So after campaign 9, the price for the kit is going to be $15. If you know anybody who wants to become an Avon rep, this is the time to sign them up while it's still $10. Now it's a bargain, and you can sell it that way.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, John, so I guess that's it. We've had a great conversation about investing your time and your money and your energy in your business. This is our order-taking week, so I wish everybody much success with that and to make it happen. And,
yep.
John, thank you so much for being on the call. I'm going to give you a call shortly after
you're
the call. Okay, so
okay. Enjoy
your rest of your week.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Good night, ladies and guys.
Thank you.
Live long and sponsor.